Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Have you been seriously injured? Mama Justice is here for you. Our medical team partners with top-notch doctors, surgeons, therapists, and urologists, ensuring a comprehensive recovery journey. If you've been injured, call Mama Justice today. We're here for you.
The latest morning headlines and sports talk hosts that call it like they see it. Welcome to the People's Sports Talk Show. Contact the guys at 331-2508 on the Elite Realty text line. Now, here's today's edition of Mississippi Sports Today.
Already to the midweek point. Welcome into your Wednesday. It is 5th day March inside the Surf Pro Studio. With our Wednesday co-host, Mississippi Sports Today, presented by Tupelo Coca-Cola, welcoming in. We got our team back together today. For Bono Bennett.
Boys are back in town.
Dr. Bobby B. Bobby Bascom, good morning to you, sir.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Hold your applause. Hey, half of the room is not applauding for Bobby. I don't know what's happening.
That's okay.
Also, alongside Bobby today is from ASI, the man who created the dose campaign for ASI, Mr. Tom Massengill, everybody.
Good morning.
I've got a standing ovation. Yeah.
And you can get him at that number, too.
You sure can.
That's right.
The number is?
662-309-DOCE.
Department of?
Communications Efficiency, baby.
Let's go.
That's so good.
Right. Also today here on the panel, the one and only, Franco is muy guapo. Franco Dodge.
Good morning.
Hall of Famer, sporting his Topper's gear.
I'm holding up a auction. When they held the auction paddles up,
yep.
I'm holding one that says false when Franco's introduced. Good to have you, buddy.
Yeah. It's been a lovely weekend on the mountain.
Man, yeah. Absolutely.
A little baseball. I like it. It's that time of season. Two big upsets last night in the SEC.
Oh, man, alive. Yeah, we'll get to all that in just a bit. You say hello today on the Elite Realty text line at 331-2508. Already some traffic there. And as Franco mentioned, we got lots to go over today. Baseball, basketball, going to throw some golf in there. And whatever on your mind today, say hello. Last night, a tough one to take if you're Mississippi State. Losing in overtime to Texas, 87-82. You know by now.
At home.
They could not stop Mark and Johnson. That was the story of the game, especially in the first half where Mississippi State had one of their worst offensive halves I've seen all season, guys.
Yeah.
Credit Texas. But it was Tremont Mark with 24 and Trey Johnson with 23. They put the Longhorns up. Bulldogs came back, got back into this game. Josh Hubbard finally in the second half. But, you know, you said this last week. As he goes,
State goes,
so go the Dogs.
Yeah. And that does not bode well for a tournament play. When you're one player.
Yeah, if they can shut him down.
Because a team's going to gear up on him, shut him down, make somebody else beat me. And that just doesn't bode well for our Bulldogs.
No. Scored all 16 of his points in the second half. Mississippi State actually finished the second half on an 11-2 run to even tie the game. And that was iffy. And then the Bulldogs fell in the overtime, which is at home.
Yeah.
In a dogfight.
You got
an extra period. You got to win that.
Yeah. I mean, State is comfortably in the NCAA tournament, but right now they are fluctuating between – I think this probably takes them out of the six, but between 7 and 10, 7 and 11, and, you know, how they're finishing this season out, how they play in conference tournament is gonna do a lot on their seeding. So
you cannot go through these stretches. The 8 turnovers in the first half.
Yeah.
At 12 in the game. 37% in the first half. Made 5 of 13 from 3, yeah, which is not terrible. But, you know, they're still searching for their first over 500 season.
This was shocking to me.
Yeah. Under Jans.
Jans has come in.
In the SEC.
Jans has come in and had good teams and, you know, made the dance a couple of times. But to think that they are still searching for a better than 500 record in the SEC is surprising.
Well, credit to a lot of other good coaches in the conference that have come in at about the same time. I mean, SEC's loaded and has been getting more and more loaded the last 3 or 4 years, which is what Jans is – footprint is based on us 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
Well, elsewhere last night, the aforementioned game, as Auburn What gets me is Texas A&M had lost four in a row.
Mm-hmm.
They needed this. This was a get-up game. I think it was a perfect setup for A&M and also for Auburn in that they won that emotional game at Rupp. They've already clinched the conference.
Yeah.
So did they play?
It was a hard to get up game for Auburn.
I think Broome only had, 6-8 points last night?
Yeah.
So I'm not sure that Bruce Pearl played all his guys. 83-72, the Aggies get a huge one. In attendance in the game, no wonder they won. Johnny Football, my friend. Manziel alongside receiver Mike Evans. That had to help.
This was a classic look-ahead game for Auburn, I think. And Pearl will use this to motivate them to get back on track. As a Duke fan who's thinking, my guys are playing as good as anybody in the country right now, and we're going to walk through the tournament, I didn't want to see this. Because this is motivation to Auburn you can be beat.
Yep.
Yeah.
And Bruce Pearl will use this to re-energize his team and go, you can't look ahead to the Sweet 16 and forget about the round of 32.
The losses are rare. You'd rather have one now
than
in a couple of weeks.
Absolutely.
Right? All right. So also last night, Kentucky knocks off LSU. LSU is so bad.
Bad.
That's a horrible basketball. I tried to watch some of that game. I couldn't stomach it. They got to get a new coach. How about Georgia? This game, they had a comfortable lead over South Carolina. And the Gamecocks fought back, as they are apt to do. Couldn't get them, though. 73-64, Georgia over South Carolina. And then there's Arkansas, who managed only 14 points in their loss to Vandy this past Saturday in the first half.
Mm-hmm. And then they go out and bomb the place for 90. How'd they get to 90?
Beats me. How do they lose in such a fashion? Was it South Carolina or Vandy? They lost and looked horrible Saturday, and all of a sudden they turn it on. Yeah,
South Carolina.
South Carolina, right? Obviously, they played Vandy last night, so that'd be right. Yeah. 90-77, and they're right there, one of those SEC teams that could get in, especially with a strong finish versus Mississippi State this weekend.
At the hump?
Nope, in Fayetteville.
In Fayetteville, you're right.
So, advantage, Hogs. Sun Belt. We're in tournament season, guys.
Yeah.
The madness is here. These are play-in, right?
Mm-hmm. The women are tipping it off today.
Yep. They are indeed. Sun Belt, first round, Pensacola. Last night, Southern Miss, 66. Coastal Carolina, 63.
What do you think the weather's like in Pensacola right now?
Better than this. My hair's going to fly. It's not even artificial. That's not even a toupee. My hair is flying. Georgia Southern will be the opponent for Southern Miss today at 5. It has not been a great season for the Golden Eagles. They are 11-21 as of last night. Worrell Jr. had 22 for the Eagles. And
so what you're saying, they're going to have to win the Sun Belt to get in.
They're going to have to win the Sun Belt. D'Antoni Gordon hit the winner. Jump shot with 55 to seal the victory over the Coastal Carolina.
I can't remember this
Chanticleers.
One. Chanticleers.
Chanticleers.
Yeah, of course.
Whatever that is.
How did I miss that?
7-game losing streak was snapped last night by the Golden Eagles. Other turn, their Horizon is going on. A lot of these mid to lower playing their tournaments. I saw last night where Northern Kentucky, behind a 21-point performance from Orlando Lovejoy.
That's fantastic.
Sweet.
Advanced. I think I may change my name to Orlando Lovejoy.
I thought that was your band's name.
Is it hard to? Either way. Great name. At any rate, tonight, it's a big one. And this is a little like what was going on last night with A&M.
Mm-hmm.
We've been on the skid. We need to play our best and focus. We need to get up for the fourth-ranked Tennessee Volunteers tonight at 8 in the SJB Pavilion, although the history of this series has not really favored Ole Miss.
Sure. The only difference, I would say, is Auburn, Auburn really didn't have anything to play for. They're a one seed no matter what.
Tennessee
at this
probably
point.
A one seed.
Tennessee is a one seed if they win.
One or two.
They're one if they
at
win.
Worst.
If they lose, yeah. they could cough up that one seed.
Possibility. Tennessee has won how many of the last 10, gentlemen?
Nine.
And the last four. Straight. Last meeting in January. On
was,
January
was brutal.
January 6th. It's a brutal day. As a rule. Tennessee beat them 90-64. Look at this nugget I found on Rick Barnes. Somebody laid that out.
I would have lost that bet.
Yeah.
Yes, I would have too.
Tied with John Calipari mm-hmm. for the most wins among all active NCAA head coaches at 830.
Rick Barnes.
In his 38th season, 10th wow. at Tennessee.
That was the one to me. Like, I would have thought, okay, if you start listing most winning coaches active right now, like, I remember watching Rick Barnes coach for Texas against Duke in, like, the early 2000s when I was in high school. You know, J.J. Redick dropped 55 on him in Greensboro.
They've been coaching since we were kids,
yeah.
Franco, Tom.
38 years. Right? That's wild. But yeah. 830.
I would have not have thought that. Now, let's look at the SEC bubble. Or whatnot, in terms of Ole Miss and their projected seeding. Joe Lunardi, how often is he right? Does anyone keep
often
of you never hear? Boy, Lunardi
Joey
was
Brackets?
Off. Right. He projects.
He's doing the job of the committee for him.
I think he is. They just listen to him, I guess. He has the Rebels as a 7th seed in the Midwest Regional, projected to face 10th seed Baylor in Tropical Cleveland. Lenardi's latest projections, 13 teams from the SEC getting in. That'd be a record, most for any mm-hmm. conference in a for a single conference all time, right?
Well, to be fair, it's the largest it's ever been, too.
We've expanded.
Yeah, we've expanded.
More opportunities.
But percentage of teams.
But
I'm wondering what the percentage
it's,
is.
It's a good bet that the two teams we added ain't going to get in.
True that.
Right?
So, yeah, but beating them doesn't hurt you either. It's not like you're beating the Sisters of the Blind and Deaf.
No.
You're beating Texas. You're beating Oklahoma. Mm-hmm. Name brands.
Well, they didn't beat Texas last night.
No.
Right.
And Oklahoma got them a couple of, right? True. Over a week ago. All right. AI has checked in on the Elite Realty text line. A big game tonight in the pavilion. Indeed, Alvin. Probably going to be on camera, down on the court, under the basket, mm-hmm. handheld. He's a pro shooter. Here's one. Good morning, everyone. Mr. West has said hello. Hubert shots too much when he doesn't have it.
Hubbard,
that day.
I believe that's Hubbard.
I believe he meant Hubbard.
Yeah.
Hubbard shoots too much. Who's the only franchise never to have a 4,000 passer in a season? Not the Jets. They had one, Joe Namath, back in 1967. Not a 4,000 passer. Well, we'll start naming franchises eventually. And he says, my favorite, boxing nickname.
We
teased that one yesterday.
We opened this can yesterday on Boom Boom Mancini.
There's some good ones.
He says, James Bone Crusher Smith.
That's a great one.
That is good.
Right? You got some for us today, Bob? Did you guys bring a few to the table?
Yeah, you had the Caucasian invasion yesterday.
That's you, buddy.
So I'm going to counter with the Hispanic causing panic.
Ah.
Yeah.
That was a good one.
Who was that?
Juan Lascano.
Ah.
Thank you.
Lascano, the Hispanic causing panic. Any more?
Oh, I pulled up the top 50. Yeah. How about Oliver the Atomic Bull McCall?
Never heard of him.
Yeah. Andrew Six Heads Lewis.
I don't know what that one means. I read that
I'm
one
I'm guessing
this morning.
He's hard to punch.
Yeah. I'll counter.
Strong jaw.
I'll counter Mr. West Bone Crusher with the Body Snatcher.
There you go.
James Tony?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Darvell
no,
Touch of
James
Sleep
Tony
Williamson.
Was Lights Out Tony.
Lights Out. Yeah.
Lights Out.
Who's
Tony?
The Body Snatcher?
Oh.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So I kind of prefaced this prior to coming on the air. What a great segue into today. National What Does Your Name Mean Day. So obviously, I had to look up my three guys, right? So
tell us you looked up yours, too.
I did.
Just to be fair.
I did. Okay. So, all right. So here we go. You ready? Tom. Tom is from the Greek word meaning twin. So I don't know if you've got a twin out there, Tom.
Not that I'm aware of, but I mean, anything's possible, I guess.
This was
a doppelganger.
This was great. Exactly. So Germanic, English, and French origin, Frank means free or Frenchman.
No, he's free, all right.
Free. Let's go with free.
And then the best.
You say freak?
Got to leave the best for last. The Scottish origin of Craig means rock.
Ooh, the rock.
You better believe it.
Yeah, Bobby just means tall, dark, and handsome, so.
Is that right?
According to your wife.
Tommy Hitman Hearn.
That's my favorite. All-time favorite. I texted you guys that one last night. Mike Body Snatcher McCollum.
Okay.
It was Mike McCollum.
A lot of these guys had better nicknames than they had careers.
Yes. Absolutely. Yes.
Craig, all about marketing.
Yes, sir.
Craig, the Golden Boy. Yeah. How can you leave out the Golden Boy?
Oh, Oscar.
De La Hoya.
Yeah. Craig, you should have told the shoeshine girl your name was Orlando Lovejoy.
There you go.
Swamp.
Swamp's got a good big game today.
Old joke.
With some number one seeding potential out there.
Indeed. And Alabama trying to bounce back from that loss over the weekend to Tennessee. Number 5 Florida at number 7 Alabama tonight. 6 p.m. It'll start our SEC evening. After that, 7 o'clock, Mizzou at Oklahoma. SEC women today. Franco, you mentioned that. And tropical Greenville.
Lovely this time of year.
Yes. Not really. Not lovely most of the year. At 11 today, A&M, the 16th seed, will take on the 9 seed, Tennessee, the winner to get Vandy tomorrow. 1:30, 13 seed Arkansas versus 12 seed Georgia, winner to get number 5 Oklahoma. And then there's 6 o'clock tonight. Mizzou beat Mississippi State in Columbia 78-77 in their regular season.
You need to pay that one back, don't you?
They need to get this back. State a 10 seed. The winner will get the 7 seed Ole Miss Rebels tomorrow at 6. The winner of that game runs into Mighty Texas, who are the 2 seed on Friday. And then the nightcap tonight at 8:30. Boy, you stay up for that one. You're a better man than me. 14 seed Auburn versus 11 seed Florida. The winner will get Alabama. The byes, of course, belong to South Carolina, Texas, LSU, and Kentucky. All righty then.
Ole Miss men don't start till 8 o'clock.
Yeah.
I don't like the 8 o'clock slot.
That's a deal breaker for me.
Yeah.
Morning, gang.
They only stay up that late for Trump.
Yeah. Thank you, Alan, for saying hello and saying thanks for another great show. Well, it's only halftime.
Yeah.
Things could go south. German meaning swamp man. It means go Gators, according to Swamp. He's done a little research on his
name. Fair enough.
One of those. Hey, also, the Region 23 tournament. Adam sent some info on that for ICC. Both are having fantastic seasons. We've talked about it. The women secured the 2 seed with a victory over Holmes on Monday. The men will enter as a 3 seed after they lost in overtime 84-82 on Monday. I believe the tournament gets underway starting tomorrow, if I'm not mistaken. Maybe tonight, actually. So those two teams have byes in the first round. All right,
Before you go to the break, I want to take a point of personal privilege to say we're praying for a young lady. A lot of you will know her name, Miss Jeanette Pugh. If you went to elementary school in Aberdeen, she was more than likely your principal over the last 40 years. And her son, Stephen, and I went kindergarten through 12th grade. She got burned this weekend out in the yard and got her forehead pretty badly and her whole right side of her body. So just Miss Jeanette. Steven, we're praying for you and hoping for a fast recovery. She's got a lot of grafts to go through and a tough time for the Pugh family. But Miss Jeanette was such an inspirational leader as the principal at the Aberdeen Elementary for many, 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 many years.
Absolutely. There are a lot of folks that know Miss Pugh, and we're thinking about her this morning. Appreciate it. When we return, we're going to run down the baseball for today And we're going to tell you about one of the most amazing feats in any baseball game I've ever heard. This is crazy. We've already had a couple of
I've got that
checks.
Breakdown.
Do you got a breakdown? I got a breakdown.
Yeah, you've got a great breakdown.
A breakdown.
You summarize it, but I go batter by batter.
The mother of all innings. That'll take a while.
Yes. No, it won't.
Also, TCPS having a pretty good year on the diamond. Bobby, you've been following that team.
Got a little connection there. We'll shout out.
All right. We'll talk about that. And we'll take more of your comments on the Elite Realty text line. We'll have our ASI call of the week. And Bobby will bring us our automatic minutes.
So and we got a lot to recap in SEC baseball.
Yes, we do. Indeed.
It's going to be breakneck speed when we come back after the break.
Woo! Look out.
Hang on.
Hi, this is Brian Rigby, owner of ServPro of Tupelo. ServPro is the nation's leader in cleaning and restoration. But here at home, we're more than that. We're neighbors helping neighbors, friends taking care of friends. Whether it's storm, flood, or fire damage, our pros will make it like it never even happened. Our staff has over 150 years combined experience in residential and commercial projects. Visit ServPro.com or call 690-6502. ServPro of Tupelo, here in your community, here to help.
It's Bobby Bascom from Automedic. Bobby, when you say we speak the language, what does that mean?
Just that, Craig. We speak foreign imports language, specializing in BMW, Mercedes, Audi, Lexus.
You mean you speak BMW?
Wir sprechen Deutsch.
Gesundheit!
Translation? We speak German imports, and we're local, so there's no need to drive hours to your dealer. Automedic 3552, Jeff Homan Boulevard in Tupelo. Reach us at 844-9379. We speak the language at Automedic.
It's Mark Ewan with Farm Bureau Insurance Lee County. Mark, baseball is here.
One of my favorite times of the year. And our team at Farm Bureau want to wish our Lee County Diamond and Lady Diamond teams the very best this season. We're in the baseball capital of the nation. Go Rebels, go Bulldogs, and go Golden Eagles. We know that great teams have consistency, attention to details, and a passion for the game. We have five tools at every position.
The home team.
Give us a call at 662-842-7034, and let's have the best season ever from our team at Farm Bureau Insurance Lee County. Go with the home team.
Weathers Auto Supply has the largest in-stock inventory of WeatherTech products in the area to help keep your car's interior clean while outside conditions are constantly changing. Weathers was the first in North Mississippi to offer sensor calibration when replacing windshields, having the experience to do it quickly and correctly. And we now have five convenient locations to serve you. South Gloucester or the mall at Barnes Crossing in Tupelo, Corinth, Oxford, and Fayette, Alabama. Weathers Auto Supply. Weathers.com. Over 65 years of serving you.
What are you people?
Who are you?
Featuring a different lineup of hosts every day and your comments on the Elite Realty text line. This is the People's Sports Talk Show. Now, back to more of Mississippi Sports Today on Super Talk 101.9.
Glad to have you aboard as we celebrate our Wednesday, Ash Wednesday. Today's a big event out at Tupelo Furniture Market Building 5. At 10:30, the doors open about an hour from now for the Salvation Army Empty Bowls, and you get a lunch out there with your ticket purchase, and you help out the great work of the Salvation Army Women's Auxiliary. It's an annual event. It's always great, and there's probably going to be 80 different types of soups out there to enjoy.
It'll be good today.
Yes, it would. Good day for soup, and we'll have also opportunities for you at Renaissance Bank downtown to get your soup.
And we need to do a better job on these nicknames for boxers, so let me give you a few that you're going to know.
Okay.
Smoking.
Joe.
Smoking Joe Frazier. Hector Camacho.
Macho Man.
Macho. Hector Macho Camacho.
Mm-hmm.
Joe Lewis. What was his name?
Brown Bomber.
The Brown Bomber. See, there's really some good ones out there that we really did know.
Yeah, Vanders was good, too.
Yeah. How about Apollo Creed? Did he have a?
I don't know.
Huh?
I don't remember.
That's
one.
A good trivia.
Yeah,
I'm not sure he did.
I don't know that he did. Apollo didn't need a nickname.
No.
Apollo's a good nickname. You think his mother really named him Apollo?
Apollo Creed.
How about Bernard Hopkins?
Bad dude.
The Executioner.
Mm. See, some of these are a little disturbing.
Yeah.
I'm fighting who? What do they call that cat? Ah, Bone Crusher. Yeah, you got Bone Crusher because he's known for crushing people's bones.
You had Pac-Man.
Yeah.
He doesn't sound so
That's not intimidating.
Ferocious.
No. Yes. Pacquiao?
Yep. Manny Pacquiao. Yeah. See, I knew we could get to something that you would know.
Did Paul Thorne have a nickname? We had him on the show. We should have asked him.
You should have asked him.
Yeah.
Riddick. Riddick. Big Daddy Bo.
He did fight the Hands of Stone.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's another guy. Who have I got? Tom, let's go with the ASI Call of the Week. And you've been on this dose thing, and it's kind of tongue-in-cheek. It's obviously a takeoff. But it is what you've been doing with ASI, what you've been preaching to us when you come in, about how to run your business more efficiently.
Absolutely.
Right?
You know, it's like the ad says, we look for waste. We look for places that we can make cuts that doesn't affect anything but saving you money, giving you better communications. And we have partnered with some new people, so we've actually got access to some internet service providers we didn't have in the past. And with American Tech support and some of the stuff that these big name brands don't have anymore. So we are excited about what we can do for the people of North Mississippi. And so reach out to us. The phone number that you can get us at is 662-309-DOCE, DOCE, Department of Communications Efficiency. Remember that.
Yeah, we all should be DOCE. Am I right?
Exactly. Absolutely.
At least once.
I tell Rhonda we need to do it.
I'm thinking
we need to
the same
do a
thing.
DOCE.
Yeah.
We need to go in there, waste, fraud, abuse. We need to get rid. She said we get rid of that, you'd be gone. I can't list five things I did last week.
Yeah, there you go.
And she knows it. All right, time for the Automedic Minute with Dr. Bobby.
Yeah, absolutely. So I got a number for you today. The number is 86. That's how many miles it is from Tupelo, Mississippi to the closest Lexus dealership in Memphis. So you tell me, do you really want to drive your car, your Lexus, 86 miles each way for regular service that can be done right here in Tupelo with the same product, same expertise? Lexus is a little different than some of the vehicles out there, so you don't want to just take it to anybody. Case in point, the brake system runs through a hydraulic brake unit, okay, not your traditional brake lines. So there's actually no hard point between the brake pedal and the brakes themselves. It's all done through a hydraulic system. So
I thought it was all ball bearings these days.
86 miles each way, plus the time that you're going to be there, or come see us at Jeff Homan Boulevard right here in the heart of Tupelo, next to Tupelo
High
School.
How nice is that? For all your luxury brands, they speak the language, my friends. Yeah. Automedic.
And your warranty is still intact. And
that's right.
That's right. Certified.
You just saved, what, 172 miles?
Hey, good math.
Somebody just sent Clubber Lang.
Clubber Lang.
Yeah. Oh, I believe that was his real name. Legal. Marvelous. Marvin.
Marvelous. Marvin.
Yeah, Swamp says.
That one. Good.
Yeah.
We're going to end up in
sugar
wrestling. You know that, right?
No, we're not.
Oh, come on.
No, we're not. That's a whole different program. Sugar Ray for two guys.
Yeah.
Two of the best of all time. Hmm. How about Foreman?
Clubber was the
How about George
name?
Foreman? Big George?
Yeah.
Is that it? Some of these guys, they didn't need
he didn't
a
need
nickname.
It.
He didn't need a nickname.
No.
Hey, right, keep them coming on the greatest boxer nicknames. It's a good filler, is it not? Baseball today. Mississippi State's game yesterday was Southern Miss, obviously a wash, so they'll play today at 4. We remarked yesterday, Brian and Johnny, on about how good our major college teams are, our Division I teams in Southern Miss, Mississippi State, and Ole Miss, who will take on Murray State, the Fighting...
Cheddar's not here, Craig.
Racers.
Okay.
Racers. Today at 4, we'll have the broadcast for you at 3:30, live from Oxford. I guess basketball kind of intercede with that, possibly. David Diller's going to be a busy cat today with all these things going on campus. Rebels will have a weekend. Who do they play on the weekend? I know State plays Queens. That's the school.
Nicknames?
Queens.
Be careful there.
I have no idea what their nickname. That's a good one, too, Franco. So, home series this weekend. And softball, Ole Miss will return to action Friday to open up SEC play. Three-game series against number 11 Arkansas. It's going to be thick competition, my friends, in SEC softball. Number 21 Mississippi State, they're also 18-3 on the year, host number 20 Auburn. This, I believe they have a midweek, but they host Auburn March 8th through 10th this weekend. Bobby, how about TCU? You were laying out some nuggets yesterday.
Yeah, yeah. Just wanted to give a shout out.
Outstanding performances.
TCPS baseball sitting right now at 5-2 on the year, and I wanted to point out Carter Cueball Corner Pocket Wilburn, since we're doing nicknames today. Apparently he's got a nasty curveball, so I figured that was a good one. We'll see if it sticks.
I doubt it.
Yeah, so how about this? Kid goes out and pitches a JV game last week, so, you know, just a warm-up, whatever you can. And he said himself last night, JV doesn't count, Dad. We're not talking about that game. But he pitches 5 innings, 0 hits, 4 strikeouts, 2 walks, and TCPS takes the win 2-0 on Wilburn's no-no. He then follows it up with the varsity game against Tremont, 4 innings, 0 hits, 11 strikeouts, 0 walks. TCPS takes the win 15-0 on the perfect game from Wilburn. Pretty good start to the season.
Nice, nice.
Really is. Brian talked yesterday about Tupelo and how impressed he was. And some early season, you know, runs you gave up you shouldn't, like 11 on Saturday, unearned.
Well, it's the Ty Harden approach. You better play hard teams this time of year.
You better. And they did just that over the weekend. So, shout out to our baseball squads all around the area. Let's talk. We had a note here. Clubber was Mr. T in Rocky. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Clubber was actually the nickname, James Clubber Lang.
Ivan the Siberian Bull, Drago. Swamp. Morning. How about we had another one. Okay. All right. Keep those coming. It's very entertaining. Boxing nicknames.
Boxing nicknames.
You don't get that on every show, do you, fellas? Here's something else you don't see every day. Last night, George Mason University, they scored 23 runs in 1 inning against Holy Cross. That broke the NCAA Division I record for most runs in an inning that stood for 42 years. The Patriots of George Mason. They're only 8-4 on the season. I believe they're on a little four-game heater, and they are heating up, did they not? Franco last night. They did all this without a home run.
No home runs. That's
blow your mind.
Wow.
A lot of walks.
Beginning.
I don't think I can do it in one breath, but the 19 straight that they got out, they believe it or not, they let off the inning with an out.
Yeah.
First batter of the inning.
One down.
Got it out.
All right. One in the wagon, two a dragon.
One breath. Walk, single, single, hit by pitch, double, single, hit by pitch, fielder's choice, double, walk, hit by pitch, walk, double, single, hit by pitch, double.
11 hits, 7 singles.
That was 19 4 doubles. Straight.
Sounds like a night at the bar for Franco.
8 walks.
4 doubles.
5 hit.
Right? And Holy Cross used 5 pitchers in the inning. I don't know who they have for the rest of the game. Previous record, by the way, was 21 runs in an inning, held by 3 different teams. ICC baseball, they'll host Holmes in East Central today. First game, noon. Game 2, 6 p.m. ICC will hold their Strikeout Cancer and Little Indians Day on Saturday, March 15th. And they'll take on Jones in a doubleheader that day. That's a great event. They always have fun stuff around the games there.
Swamp Man, I hate to bring it up, but did you see your Gators last night on the diamond? Run ruled by the University of Central Florida.
Ouch.
Yeah, 13-3. But two other upsets in the SEC included UTSA over A&M 7-4 and Dallas Baptist over Oklahoma 11-0.
I don't know if that's an upset, though.
Yeah, Dallas Baptist can be pretty good. Tennessee was either tied or trailing Radford before they came from behind. At one time, it was brutal last night watching all the scores. LSU was trailing North Dakota State before they came back and won it in dramatic fashion 11-9.
All right, Mr. West has cleared the confusion we had on the Rocky movie nicknames. Apollo was the master of disaster. That he's one of those guys that had like five, like Babe Ruth. He had like, you know, 10 nicknames. The Dancing Destroyer and the King of Sting. Clubber's Lang's nickname was the South Side Slugger. And this, we mentioned the Ivan Drago, the Siberian Express, and Death from Above.
Wow. So what was Rocky's nickname?
Italian Stallion.
Thank you. Yeah.
Everybody knows that.
Yeah.
See, I would have called him the Slugger from the South Side.
Good stuff. That lead batter who got out batted four more times in the inning.
In the inning.
Wow. I would say, have a day.
Does that mean he started and ended the inning with
George
an out? Everybody
Mason.
Else gets on, but he has two outs. Exactly. That would be horrible.
That would be, right? Amazing. Hey, let's go over a little golf. We got two big ones coming up in the next couple of weeks. A lot of money
up
for grabs, my friends, as the Arnold Palmer is this week. Do you guys like Arnold Palmer's, the drink?
I prefer John Daly.
The drink?
Yes.
What's in a John Daly?
An Arnold Palmer with vodka.
I knew that was going south.
Sorry.
You ought to be ashamed.
I'm sorry.
If you don't know what the Arnold, if you don't know what the Palmer is, it's what, sweet tea and lemonade?
Yep, half and half.
Yeah. Half and half.
Yep.
I do a little unsweet.
That's what I was challenging you about.
Right? It's good.
How about the snubs for the Arnold Palmer, though? Did you see this? Jordan Spieth and Ricky Fowler both left out as sponsor exemptions from the Arnold Palmer.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's
also,
kind of a big deal about that.
I would imagine that Ramy and Buck will be in the Puerto Rico Open this weekend. But there's a $20 million purse up for grabs at the Arnold Palmer this weekend at Bay Hill.
Yeah. Then it goes up.
Yeah. Scotty, by the way, the defending champ. Next, the players?
$25 million purse, defending champ, Scotty.
Yeah. We're going to say that a lot.
Yeah, that's right.
If you've heard this before, stop us.
Yeah. If there's a lot of money up for grabs in the tournament, chances are he won it.
Well, if you think about between this week and next week, so you've got Bay Hill for the PGA, the LIV guys are in Hong Kong, and then the players, there's over $70 million up for grabs in three-week tournaments. Pretty wild.
Sounds a little like your LIV boys.
Yeah.
Hey, you watched the Full Swing?
Yes. I'm about three episodes into
this current season.
Current season.
Did they document the Scheffler arrest?
I haven't made it to that one yet, but I'm sure they will. that's the one Grant and I are on tonight, I think.
Valhalla, right?
Valhalla. Yeah. We were there.
Yeah, you were. And so was Sage, who was right behind Scotty Scheffler, our friend Sage from ESPN, and David's friend. And I'm interested to see, you know, sort of the but
how they do it.
From what clip I saw, it's
the teaser,
right? Little trailer on this. Scotty's being interviewed about it, and he said the cop got him in the car, and he said he mentioned, "What are you doing?" Or whatever. Yeah. He said, "I'm playing in this tournament."
Yeah. Notice he didn't say, "I'm the number one ranked player in the world. My name is Scotty Scheffler." He said, "Sir, I am playing in this tournament."
Right. "Don't want to be late for my tee time."
Yeah.
Hint, hint. And the cop says, "Huh, you must be pretty good if you're playing in the PGA event."
Yeah.
And Scotty Scheffler said, "I'm all right.
I'm all right.
I'm all right."
This is the best. I will argue this is the best sports time of the year. Baseball starting. Mm-hmm. Tournament basketball is starting. Golf is in full-fledged. We're starting to get into the majors. You know, the guys call the players their major. And as Craig said, we are how many days away from Augusta?
Countdown is on, 35.
35.
Gentlemen.
And 30. Let's not forget NASCAR.
There you go.
NASCAR. All right. Christopher Bell.
Right along.
Brian talked about yesterday, two wins in a row.
Bell,
right?
Yeah.
And also one of the best things about this, that the NBA is almost over.
There you go.
Only four more months to go, Franco.
Yeah, they just started the playoffs. They last about four
months. No, they started that, yeah.
I know, I'm kidding.
Yeah.
And, you know, the most dejected, most frustrated, and I would say furious fan base. My daughter lives in Dallas. She goes to a number of the Mavericks games.
Mm-hmm.
She is no longer attending the Mavericks games.
Protest.
It's a protest. And why wouldn't you? they traded probably the second most popular player in the franchise history behind Nowitzki.
Yeah.
And they brought on a guy who got hurt his first game.
Oh, it gets better. There's more.
And then they raised ticket prices.
By? Almost 9%.
9%.
Hey, we took away your best player. The guy we traded for got hurt. And, time to raise prices.
And then the best player currently on the roster is out for the year. As of the other night with a torn ACL in Kyrie Irving.
Great time to be a Mavs.
Was it torn? I saw the play, but I
think it, yeah, I believe they reported
it. Looked bad, but I didn't see a report yesterday.
Yeah. Season ending. It's and some people are actually suggesting that the owner of the Dallas Mavericks is doing this to tank. To get rid of them.
This is what makes me so mad about ESPN overpaying for NBA.
Hmm.
And over pushing it and overhyping it, and then we're gonna drop Major League Baseball.
Yeah.
We've tried to cut a deal with them, but it just infuriates me. The only saving grace, Bobby, I'm not going to disagree with you about this being the best sports time. Only saving grace is I do get to see a little football news. Jackson Dart moving up, maybe some draft news.
Yeah, you got. I didn't even think about the draft. You got the draft during this time period.
It's next month.
Yeah. You've got players being franchised and all the conversations about where. This quarterback's going to go. What this team? Who's going to be their quarterback? So there's some football news out there.
I didn't even mention the TGL playoffs are set. So what a great place to go watch those at our buddy Allen's place over at Backswings.
Hey,
you know you can watch right? watch and play. So
today I would say the wind speed inside Backswings minimal.
It's blowing 30 outside though.
70,
just if you haven't seen Drew's Facebook post,
70 degrees. Now, in most of the sims, can you control the weather?
Yes.
Like, can you? Okay.
They ought to add it back in. Right. They ought to say, here we've got this 30-mile-an-hour crosswind.
Where else in the course of your lifetime will you actually be able to control the weather at Backswings?
Yeah.
Playing some of the most iconic courses in all of golf.
Yeah, but it'd be no fair to have a downwind on every hole.
But it would be fun.
Go change it again.
I'm not sure that's possible. But it's a great place, great food. We're going to head over today and visit with Alan.
Nice.
And we're going to start some events and even give away some gift cards for free play so you can try it out. Because a lot of folks have never experienced what a really nice TrackMan quality simulator is like.
It's a lot of fun. And Craig, to that point, if you haven't done it, whether you're a golfer or not, go try it out. I would argue that the simulators are Top Golf-esque. You do not have to be a golfer to enjoy it. Go have fun. In a setting where you're able to drink and eat and have fun and laugh at each other and just go swing.
And, you know, you bring the kids, too. They have one bay is dedicated to other sports like soccer and basketball and cool things like that the kids absolutely love. And you can book it for your corporate or private parties for whatever reason. Backswings, go check them out. 1014 Commonwealth, just down from Ashley Furniture Stores in Tupelo.
Frank, you made me think about that, though. Alan may need to look into that whole all downwind for one player. It's like bumpers when you're playing.
Yeah,
when you're bowling. Yeah, so all downwind for Frank, all against the wind for Drew.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That wouldn't help. It would not change the outcome, but sure.
All right, we didn't spend a lot of time on this because there's a lot of teams that potential never had a 4,000-yard passer. You guys want to take a shot?
Tampa.
Give me a guess. No, that would be wrong. Didn't Tom Brady throw for?
I was thinking maybe he didn't. I just went off of who's but a had, really, really bad team over had, the course of their career.
They had or some a, guys. Trent yeah. Dilfer probably did it.
Maybe.
You want to take a shot? Anybody? Don't have a clue? Just name any team.
I'll go Carolina Panthers.
Okay.
That would be Cam Newton.
Cam did?
Well,
probably. I would say maybe even another one. So
you're thinking. I'm thinking of a running team, though.
Yeah. See, Baltimore has Lamar gone over 4,000 yet?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
All right.
Tom, throw it at us. I know you got.
We're the dumbest sports talk panel in America.
Pittsburgh.
No.
Incorrect.
Roethlisberger.
I'm waiting on. Yeah,
Tom's got it.
Tom's got it. I can smell the smoke.
Tom, there's no money up for grabs. Just say a team. Say Chicago.
Okay, Chicago.
All right, Tom. Congratulations. He's a winner.
Really?
The Bears.
Wow.
Eric Kramer almost got it, but he didn't. It was like 3,800 yards. Didn't do it. Someone has turned in the absolute king of all boxing nicknames.
Okay.
And I can't believe we didn't think of this one.
There's so many.
There's so many, but this is the best. Butterbean.
Mm. Yeah.
Who am I fighting? You're fighting Butterbean.
And that was an appropriate nickname. I mean, just think about how he looked.
His nickname was better than his career. You know.
Dude looked like a Butterbean. Oh, his fights were unbelievable. Yeah. I like Butterbean as our leader in the clubhouse here with 8 minutes left in the program.
It's pretty good.
Here's a note, and one of our friends saying hello. MLB needs to do their own thing. It's ridiculous. You can't get the Cardinals or Braves here with all the blackouts, even with MLB subscriptions. Right you are.
I agree.
Nothing infuriates me as much as seeing these blackouts. Like, why don't we blackout in our area? You're blacking out the Cincinnati Reds? Cardinals? What are you? Baseball needs to be free and accessible because outside of their local markets, it ain't a big deal to it. That's why.
Right.
Right?
We all loved growing up in our heyday. We got to watch the Braves and the Cubs.
And the Cubs. WGN, TBS.
Day. Yep.
Yep.
And it was fabulous.
Ah.
It was on every TV.
He's got.
Reminiscing.
Yep.
That's what we do. Hey, let's continue reminiscing and hop into the time machine. Head back to this date, March 5th, the year was.
How about speaking about that team we just mentioned? Back in 1964, the Atlanta mayor announces a baseball team is moving there.
Yeah, 60 years ago, wow. Well,
this is a very interesting
one. I'm glad you got this one, Tom, instead of me.
1973, Yankees pitchers Fritz Peterson and Mike Ketchik announced they swapped wives.
They did. They held a press conference.
Wives? This wives. Is not a misprint?
This
not,
is not a misprint.
Not just wives. They swap families.
Wow. They did.
I want your kids. You take mine. Player to be named later. I don't know about that. Okay. Maybe there was some cash involved. And the story goes, I did a little research on this. So they go to like a team barbecue or some of the friends gathering. And obviously had a few drinks. For whatever reason,
you think?
Whatever reason, they left with each other's wives in a ride to another place. They said, I'll just ride with, right? Next night, they go out again, and they ended up leaving with each other's wives. It only took a couple of times. You know what?
Okay.
Please tell us the rest of the story.
How did this?
Did they live happily ever after?
Oh, of course they did. It was beautiful. I have no idea, but I'm doubting. How are the wives feeling about this? Obviously, they were in on it. That is really weird. All right. I'm sorry.
The year was 1991. Reggie Miller, Indiana Pacers, began the NBA free throw streak of 52 games.
Point here. How many free throw streaks do we see these days?
Zilch. None. Nada.
You don't see it.
Fundamentals. Gone. Yeah.
Last one I remember watching was Reddick's.
Every time we do this, and we do several, I mean, Bird had one, of course, you know, others had them. We never mention it unless it was 30 years ago. They just. Bang. And we got one more. Yep. Speaking of hitting free throws, this guy.
1993, Boston Celtic Larry Bird undergoes back fusion surgery.
That was the thing for Bird.
Yep.
Had he not had those issues.
Potentially. Remember, how much longer could he have played?
Remember, they pull him out of the game, the guy would lie flat on his stomach just to ease his back. He was in agony and still dominating people.
True.
I heard a story that a guy told about Larry Bird coming to speak at his basketball camp. And I forget the place, but it was like a college. And he said Bird pulled up in like a Chevrolet, like an old Chevrolet pickup with a bass boat attached.
Sweet. Now you got my attention.
Said when they got out, him and his buddy, get out of the truck. Cans are falling out of the truck. Raise your hand if you're like, whoa, I didn't realize I had 12 cans in my floorboard. He says Bird goes in, says a couple of words to the players, and he shot for 45 minutes without missing.
Hmm.
So all he did. Legend. Another good nickname. Right?
That's a good one.
All right. You got a birthday for today?
I do.
I thought you might.
Happy 59th to Michael Irvin. Oh. And let me...
Man, that makes me feel old.
Doesn't it, though?
I saw Andre Agassi's son get a base hit off of, oh, whose son was it? Somebody else, just that same generation.
Yeah.
In minor league baseball the other day. And I'm like, man, that makes
Agassi's kid plays minor league baseball?
Uh-huh. Yeah. Isn't that wild?
Runs in the family.
Was it Manram? It was Manram's son.
Is that...
Manram's son.
Is that Steffi Graf, the mother?
I don't know.
I would imagine. I mean, I know they were...
I think it was Manny Ramirez's son pitching.
Let me throw out this stat that I just found kind of to close this out. Cam Matthews deserved a better send-off from Mississippi State yesterday.
Yeah.
There are currently, based on... NCAA.com, 5,607 total athletes in Division I basketball. Cam is one of 12 who has spent all 5 years at one school. Way to go, Cam Matthews.
That's going to be a rare thing,
isn't it, though,
in this day and age. Cam Matthews.
Yeah, good career.
Your story about...
probably got a doctorate by now.
Larry Bird pulling up with a Chevy in a bass boat reminded me of the car that you and Jerry Lawler shared.
Yes. There was no bass boat attached.
You guys couldn't get in.
No, it wouldn't pull a bass boat. I got it before we leave. Is it me? I think it's a bad idea for companies to enlist high-profile athletes to endorse their products.
I do, too.
Because
a little risky.
We live in a world... where these athletes are much like politicians, do we not?
Yes.
There are segments of the population that can't stand. I don't care who you put up there. And it just occurred to me. I've seen commercials over the last couple of weeks, and I'm going, well, I'll never go there again.
Mm-hmm.
That spokesperson I can't stand.
It's too divisive.
I let you guys guess which commercials I'm talking about. But I just wonder if that's a smart play. And, I mean, we're inundated with these ads.
Sure.
If you hate Peyton Manning, you can't buy anything. you're out of luck. He endorsed, what about these Watts brothers and these Kelsey brothers? I'll never eat another can of chunky soup, Tom. You know why? I hate chunky soup. You guys feel that way? You do a little. It's not a protest. You're not out there with a sign in the parking lot. But it's like, I just soon not. No.
I lose some respect for some spokespeople who.
Like Head and Shoulders.
Who speak on things that are not good for you.
Yeah. All right, guys. See you tomorrow.
Happy Wednesday. Support your animal shelter.
Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Mid-Delta Auction is holding two March auctions, a spring equipment auction Thursday, March the 20th in Greenwood, plus a retirement auction at Ewing Farm in Anguilla on Thursday, March the 13th. Visit mdauction.com for details on both. That's mdauction.com. We'll see you there.